ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's composition. Vishoy bimurha a mayabadi jan bhakti shunya duhe pran dhare akaran ei dui shonganat na hoy amar prarthana koriye ami charane toma she duhe madhe vishoy thabu bhalo Mayabadi shanga nahi magi kono kala. Vishoy hridoye jabe sadhu shanga pai anayashe labhe bhakti bhakte kripai mayabada dosh ja hridoye pashilo Kutarke hridoy ta vajra shamma bhelo. Bhakti sharup a vishoy ashroy mayabadi anitta balaya shab koi. Dhikta krishna seva shavan kirtan. Krishna ange vajra hane taha stabhan. Mayavada sham bhakti pratikula nai atev mayavadi shanga nahi chai bhakati vinod mayavad dur kari vaishnav shangate vaishe namashroy dhari. So even if you didn't understand all that was said, you could understand that it's about mayavad. It's actually about Mayavadis. Yeah, about Mayavadis. And you can imagine that it's nothing very flattering to them. This comes in the Sharanagati series of songs by Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda. In this section, Pratikulya Varjan, giving up that which is unfavorable to devotional service, or pratikul actually means more like inhibiting, antithetical to devotional service. So this is based on Rupa Goswami's instructions, which we find in his Upadeshamrita, the six things which are pratikul to devotional service are atyahara prayasas chaprayalpa niyamagraha. What is the name? Sangha. Jana sangha. Chaloliam cha. Shadbhya bhakti pranashyati. Six things fully destroy devotional service. One of them is jana sangha. So this has to be understood contextually, because Janasangha is also desired, Raja Janasangha, but here this refers to ordinary people, non-devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said similarly, Asat Sangha Tiag e Vaishnava Cha, Shri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the typical behavior of a Vaishnava is that he gives up bad association. One kind of bad association is persons who are addicted to the association of women, and the other is non-devotee. So, Krishna abhakta. Now you may say, well, anyone but a devotee is an abhakta. But as we'll see from the explanation in this verse, in this song, the Mayavadis are not just not devotees, but they're actually antagonistic to devotion. Just like there is the term atheist, but there was a person who campaigned against theism. He died recently, Christopher Hitchens, who said, "I am not an atheist, I am an anti-theist," to make his position more strong, to state it more strongly. You can be an atheist, it means you just don't care. They're called apatheists, means apathetic to the whole question. They don't care. The God or not, don't care. Don't bother. Not interested whether there's a God or not. They don't want to waste our time discussing all these things. That's their attitude. So most people who are not in devotional service are like that. They're vishoy vimurha, materialistic sense enjoyers. As is described here, which means stri sangi. Stri means that which expands, the expanding. So it means a representation of all kinds of material enjoyment. So bishoy vimurha, someone who is totally bewildered by the prospect of sense gratification, not just the prospect, but the actual indulgence in that, they're definitely a great fool. And then there are Mayavadis who, traditional Mayavadis, are not at all Vishaya Vimurha. They're very strict in performing austerities and not indulging in sense gratification, quite different to the what is called the New Age in the Western world, in which they have some vague kind of Mayavad-influenced something that could be called a philosophy due to the lack of any real philosophy. People have these strange ideas which are not at all clearly formulated, but they pass as philosophy in an age, in an aphilosophical age. So their idea is that, well, you just... Anyway, it's very difficult to say what their idea is. It's all so vague. But becoming free from sense gratification isn't one of them. Rather, it's an excuse to indulge in sense gratification. With a spiritual gloss, a pseudo-spiritual gloss on it. So, real Mayavadis, they're very strict in following principles and very serious. So they're not Vishaya Vimurha, they're not bewildered by sense gratification, but they're bewildered in another way. By the prospect of sense gratification. So Krishna Abhakta. Krishna Abhakta. You have to say it properly. Otherwise, if you say Krishna Bhakta, then it means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the symptom of Vaishnava is that he rejects the association of devotees. So it's Krishna Abhakta. Krishna Abhakta. Krishna Abhakta. One who's not a devotee. You have to be careful what you say. This. Sometimes devotees, they sing in that Yashomati Nandan song, Surakula Nashana. Whereas Krishna is exactly the opposite, but they leave out that at the beginning. So, Bishai Bimura Mayavadi Jan Bhakti Shunna Duhe Pran Dhare Akaran. So, both of them are completely devoid of bhakti. Therefore, they're living uselessly, which is said here in a poetic way, which is common in Bengali, that they maintain their life without any reason. Lochan bale she papi elo or gelo. That's another way. Someone who has no devotion to Nithai. There is such a person, such a sinful person. They came and they went. That's their whole life story. They came, they lived, and they died. That's all. That's nothing else to say about them. They uselessly lived their life. So, bhakti shunya duhe pran dhare akaran. E dui shonganat nahoyama. Prarthana kariye ami charane toma. O Nata, O Lord, Bhagawan, I pray at your lotus feet, at your feet actually, but his feet means lotus feet, that I may not have the association of these two types of people, gross materialists and Mayavadis. She do it. So among them, if you want to make a comparison, who's the worst? Well, the gross materialists must be the worst, because at least the Mayavadis, they're spiritual, and they're not grossly involved in, they're not involved in sinful activities. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Eidu'e madhe bishoy tabu bhalo. Among the two of them, the gross materialist is somewhat good. He's better. Because mayabadi shonge nahi magi konokala. He says, I don't desire the association of mayavadis at any time. So that means at any time, in any circumstance, in any way, in any place. Sarvatra, sarvada, sarvata. These three terms are often used together in Sanskrit. Sarvatra, everywhere. Sarvada, in all... Sarvakala, at all times. And then the sarvata, in any way. So, bishoye hridoye jobe sadhu shongapai. When a materialist gets the association of a devotee, then what happens? Anayashe labhe bhakti bhakte kripai. Then very easily he can take to devotion by the mercy of the devotees. Mayabada dosh cha hridaye pashilo. Yeah, someone who's a gross materialist, he may be sinful, but he's not overtly offensive. So if he gets the association of devotees, under certain circumstances, if he's feeling distressed, if he's not cultivating offenses to Krishna by bad association. He may be a gross materialist, but interested in sense gratification, but not an out-and-out demon, someone who's interested in sense gratification, is foolish, but not overtly offensive to Krishna or the devotees, and whose indulgence in sense gratification is not grossly demoniac. So such a person, if they get the association of a devotee, especially in a time when they're feeling distress, which always happens for the materialists, they go through ups and downs. So they get the association of a devotee, and in that circumstance, then by the mercy of the devotee, they can take to devotional service. In some cases, it happens. It's also, if they have some previous sukriti, they'll generally be more responsive to the mercy of the devotees. But mayavadi dosh cha hridaye pashilo kutarki hridayta bajra shama bhelo. But in the case of those within whose heart the fault of mayavad has entered, then due to the whole philosophical system, which is spurious reasoning and convoluted reasoning, kutarka, bad reasoning, because of that their heart becomes hard like a thunderbolt. That thunderbolt example is always given as an example of something hard, because the thunderbolt can crumble or pierce and reduce to rubble big mountains. The thunderbolt is so hard, so one's heart becomes very hard. This word kutarka is also very much applicable to these Ritvikvadis, who they make this very convoluted system of argumentation in which they take one quote from here, another out, one quote out of context from one place, another quote out of context from another place, put them together and build their argument, and they do the same thing when they want to combat the arguments of those who are opposing them. So they're very expert in argumentation, but the result is they don't get any bhakti. they may be convinced they're right, but by such paralogical argumentation, their heart simply becomes hard and think, oh, we defeated them. Because after some time, people get fed up of arguing with them, and then they just don't reply and say, we never got any reply. You go, you're going to spend your whole life wasting your time with these useless people. So, kutarki hridayta bajra shama bhilo. So, bhakti sharup a bishoy ashroy mayavadi anitta balaya shabkoy. The mayavadis say that the very nature of bhakti and bishoy and ashroy, these are important terms in bhakti, to know that Krishna is the object of love and the devotee is the receptacle, or the person who has the love. So bhakti is exchanged between the devotee and Krishna, Krishna and the devotee. But the mayavadis, they say, well, this is all temporary. When you really come to the highest level, then none of this matters. That's all right. That's all right for people on a lower level. When you come to the higher level, then it's all the same. God and the devotee become the same. You become God. This Asaram Bapa, everyone's saying he's a rascal now. But those who are enlightened by Bhaktivedanta, they could understand, even without his sexual escapades, which are not proved actually yet. He hasn't even come to the stage of being under trial yet. He's just under lock and key at the moment. So Jashamati Nandan Prabhu told me this years ago that someone had told him that on TV, he regularly used to give lectures on TV. Then he had said that this Panduranga told Tukaram. One day, Tukaram would come every day to the temple of Vittal to glorify Vittal. And one day Vittal said to him, why are you coming? You don't have to come anymore. Now you're liberated. You and me are the same. You don't have to come anymore. Such a rascal. By telling stories which seem like stories of bhakti, he wants to kill bhakti. That's why we should never associate with such people. Even if he's vishayvi mudha, he's running after girls, that's not as bad as his offenses to Krishna. People think that he's very bad because he's running after girls. That's not the worst thing. The worst thing is his offensiveness to Krishna. Within Krishna consciousness also, those who we become very upset, and rightly so, if someone who is a spiritual leader falls into gross sense gratification. But that's not as bad as misrepresenting the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, so that people, by following such supposed spiritual leaders, they think that they're making spiritual advancement when they're not actually, because they didn't clearly differentiate between what is real and what is not. The beginning of Bhagavatam states that Srimad Bhagavatam, distinguishes reality from illusion for the benefit of all. So if someone, in the name of being a spiritual leader, confuses what is reality and what is illusion, then they're doing great disservice. They're mixing it up. Like Mayavadis, they mix everything up. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues. Dik ta Krishna Seva Shravan Kirtan. You may say, well, the Mayavadis, they also chant Hare Krishna, and they may also hear about Krishna, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, dik, how nasty. He rejects. Fie, the English word, old English word, fie on the supposed service to Krishna and hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna. Krishna onge bhajra hane taha stabon. Their prayers to Krishna are just like throwing thunderbolts at him, like enemies. Elsewhere, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that the weapons thrown at Krishna by the demons, they're not as painful to him as the prayers of the Mayavadis. There's a complete hypocrisy in their supposed bhakti. Mayavadasham bhakti pratikulanai. So this is in the section about that which is inimical to bhakti. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there is nothing as unfavorable to bhakti or antithetical to bhakti as this Mayavad. Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami also says that at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he's explaining Kaitav Dharma, he says that Dharmadhe Mokha Bancha Kaitav Pradhan Jaha Hoite Krishna Bhakti Hoy Antardhan. He says that the Kaitav Dharma, cheating Dharma, is Dharma Artha Kama Moksha. And among that, the desire for moksha is the worst, because due to that, the Krishna bhakti becomes completely spoiled. There's no chance of it ever happening. But atev mayavadi shonga nahi chai. Therefore, I don't want the association of mayavadis. Just to put it briefly, Bhakati Vinod, Mayavad Durakori, keeping Mayavad at a distance, Bhakti Vinod, Vaishnav Shangate Boishe Namashroi Dhari. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sits with the Vaishnavs at a long distance from Mayavad, taking shelter of the holy names of Krishna. So there's this whole idea among some sections of our ISKCON world, that we should hang out with Mayavadis and associate with them and be nice to them, and gradually they'll become devotees. But it seems that the devotees are becoming more like Mayavadis, because they don't straightforwardly speak about Krishna. Here Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that gross materialists, if they get the association of devotees, they can take to bhakti. But he says that Mayavadis won't. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda, who's Mahabhagavat, Paramahamsa, topmost Vaishnava, he says, I don't want to associate with Mayavadis. And what will we little flies do? Keep a distance. If we get in contact with them, then we should follow the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who politely, no doubt, but very clearly told them that their philosophy is all wrong. And he didn't just make friends with them on some kind of chummy basis, that okay, let's be friends and let's just be friends. And friends means you won't discuss philosophy. If someone's actually a Vaishnava and he's with a Mayavadi and they don't discuss philosophy, if they're going to be friends, which anyway is not possible, but then they means not discussing philosophy. Otherwise, you follow the example of the of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. When they came in association, they combated them. With Dr. Mishra in New York, when Srila Prabhupada first went there, Srila Prabhupada, in a friendly manner, no doubt, it's described, they would be shouting at each other. This Dr. Mishra was a self-styled Mayavadi guru. Then afterwards, they'd be friends. So on a personal level, they were friends, but they didn't. Srila Prabhupada didn't let up he didn't let him get away with his Mayavad. And Srila Prabhupada, when he first came to New York, he would go to Dr. Mishra's yoga studio until he got his own following, and then he never went there ever again. He never had anything to do with him. So the example of our acharyas and our devotees is that we don't mix with Mayavadis. If we do come in association with them, we let them know that they're wrong. We may tolerate them to some extent, depending on some circumstance. Just like Srila Prabhupada in Japan, Bhurijan Prabhu, his disciple, was there, had a... This was, of course, many years ago, about 1972, something like this. So, Bhurijan Prabhu had arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada to speak, but the Indian people who had arranged that program, they also called their own guru to speak. And he spoke in Hindi, and Srila Prabhupada sat there chanting japa. And then after some time in the middle of the lecture, he suddenly told the devotees, get up, do kirtan. And interrupted and stopped his whole program. As a result of which, the Indian people who were favorable and who were talking about, they were wanting to help the devotees and get a proper place, then they lost interest because they thought that the Hare Krishna guru had misbehaved with their guru. But afterwards the devotees asked that, why did you listen for some time? Why did you suddenly stop his speech? Because they didn't understand, because Srila Prabhupada was speaking in Hindi, which they didn't understand. So Srila Prabhupada said what he was saying was all right for some time, because a lot of time they speak what is on. I mean, I don't often... Well, I have heard of sometimes... They may speak on Krishna Leela in a way that, if you hear it, might not seem philosophically wrong. There's not much philosophy there. Or they may talk about be good, don't hate anyone. So there's nothing grossly wrong with that. Or I don't think many, if any, Mayavadis do this nowadays, but actually if they speak, a lot of the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita is acceptable both to Mayavadis and to devotees, that this material world is miserable, we should take advantage of the opportunity of this human life. But modern Mayavadis, they don't speak these things. But anyway, they may speak some things which are not too bad. They may even say some things which we also say. Of course, we say it in the context of leading people to Krishna consciousness, and they say it in the context of leading people away from Krishna consciousness. But then Srila Prabhupada said, what he was saying was not too bad, but then he started speaking just nonsense, offensive nonsense, so I couldn't tolerate it anymore. So we may, to some extent, if we're with people who are, we happen to come in association with people like that, then we may tolerate to some extent. Just like sometimes I remember once in Karur, this was about 3 or 4 years ago in Tamil Nadu, I was brought to a program and it was organized by Iskcon devotee, but somehow or other local Ramakrishna Mission sannyasi was there. So he was on the stage. So I offered Jorhat, say, folding the hands together, offered respect, and and that was it. And at the beginning of the lecture, I said, I mentioned about respected Swamiji, and that was it. No opportunity to speak or any such thing. So we can offer, even Mayavadi sannyasis, we can offer respect, inasmuch as they are not gross materialists, but we don't mix with them on a regular basis. And we should know who Mayavadis are also. And it's not that everyone who seems to be a devotee is a is actually a devotee. Srila Prabhupada said Vrindavan is full of Mayavadis. Really? I thought Vrindavan was full of devotees. There's a much lauded resident of Barshana who's been there all his life. He's in old age now. And thousands of people follow him on Vrindavan Parikrama. So he's teamed up with someone who was initiated by Srila Prabhupada to make eye camps. And on his website, it's written in Hindi, he said, you should know when you're operating on these eye patients that they're all Krishna, which is complete Mayavad. Krishna needs an eye. You will benefit Krishna by giving him an eye operation. It's completely offensive. And the person initiated by Srila Prabhupada who teams up with him, he refers to him as a lifelong friend. So if our own devotees don't understand the difference between a devotee and a Mayavadi and think that because someone lives at Barshana and sings bhajans and says Radhe Radhe must be a great devotee, then we're in a lot of trouble. We are in a lot of trouble. We should understand the message of Parampara as it is, and what could be more dangerous than mixing Mayavad with supposed bhakti? Then everything's spoiled. So, Hare Krishna. Then everything is spoiled. I shouldn't speak in Indian English. Any question, comment? Question or comment? Yes, please. Where do Mayavadis fit in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan to deliver the whole world? They're not part of that plan. They have to become part of it. That's stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita in chapter 7. of the Adi Lila that Mayavadi Kutarkik Parva Adham. There are certain class. It's stated that the Panchatattva, they delivered the whole world with love of Krishna, but some classes of people, they didn't get drowned in the inundation. They floated on the top. They avoided getting drowned. That's Mayavadi, they're stated. Kutarkik means logicians. Parva Adham, the lowest of the student class. So they weren't attracted. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and everyone came. Shabe erailo matro Mayavadi Gandhi. They all got taken in except the Mayavadis. They were just determined. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made some special arrangement to bring them in also. He at first avoided them. And even his devotees, they weren't able to, they didn't even dare to try to change the minds of the Kashiya Mayavadi, the Mayavadis of Varanasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. It's not the work of an ordinary preacher to change the minds of Mayavadis, hardened Mayavadis. Doesn't mean we shouldn't speak against their philosophy, but to actually change them is very, very difficult because their heart is so hard. One devotee made an observation. He first came to Vrindavan, initiated by Srila Prabhupada also. He first came to Vrindavan in the 1970s from the West. And he learned Bengali, Hindi, Sanskrit. And recently he commented that in Vrindavan now, even the Mayavadis, they speak more about bhakti and the glories of bhakti. So even though they may not have a very clear conception of it, the effect of Srila Prabhupada's preaching has had tremendous effect at all levels. In one book written, I believe, in the 1980s, called Hare Krishna in India, written by a Western scholar, he said that the effect of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, the effect of ISKCON in Vrindavan, had been that now among the people of Vrindavan, to be devoted, to have more bhakti, is considered more prestigious, whereas previously they didn't care very much. Last summer in England, a god brother of mine who was he was in Vrindavan in the mid-1970s. He's from England, but actually from Scotland. I first saw him in Vrindavan when I first went there. Or second time went there in 1977. So he was there during the period when the Krishna Balaram temple was being constructed. And he told me that recently he went and he spoke with one of the dignitaries of one of the most respected people in Vrindavan. That's, who's that, Srivatsa Goswami, is it? That would be at Radharaman Gera. So he said that this Goswami said to him that your Bhaktivedanta, by making his temple there, he shamed us into raising our deity worship standards. And actually, it used to be in Vrindavan, most of the temples were all dirty and cobwebs and not cared for. And one reason, there's no money. No one was coming. Vrindavan, who was known? Hardly anyone was going to Vrindavan. And there are a lot more temples now also, a lot more everything. So it was a very quiet place. You could take a nice peaceful walk from Krishna Balaram temple to the town of Vrindavan. It was outside the town. You could walk in the fields on both sides, with an ashram here and there, to the town, that town Eloy Bazaar and Gopinath Bazaar and Ajmandi and all that area. There was actually village, not village, but empty fields in between. Now there's no question of peace. From Krishna Balaram Mandir anywhere toward the town, it's all become the town. So the cumulative effect of preaching Krishna should have its effect. But it's not that Mayavad is just going to vanish. Mayavadis generally, they have and cheap popularistic preachers, of so-called preachers of bhakti, they have much bigger crowns than we'll ever have. I was just speaking with Sahadev Prabhu. He said that Sri Sri Ravi Shankar or someone was coming to Hyderabad, and they'd have a pandal program with 2 lakh people. And in Baroda years ago, I remember they had a pandal arrangement for this. What's his name? That Ramayan Kataka Murari Bapu. And there's an arrangement for more than a lakh of people every day. So we'll never get those kind. Our message is not a popular message. Of course, it may be, but it may come to that, but if we speak the truth, what we need to speak, then we can't expect that many people are going to come for it. If we entertain people or make them feel good, then many people will come. But simply to make people feel good and make some semblance of bhakti and think that we're doing great preaching because many people come, that's not great preaching at all. That's just that's cheating. Better to give one person the real thing than millions of people a diluted nonsense. That was the motto of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If for all my endeavors I could make one person a pure devotee, I would think my mission successful. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, and Srila Prabhupada said. So, widespread kirtan, I invite everyone, please come. Join the kirtan. Take prasadam. But we have to give the message also. Everyone's welcome to the kirtan. Festivals, Rath Yatra, let everyone come, but we should speak the message also. At many Rath Yatras nowadays of ISKCON, at least outside India, maybe within India also, you have the Rath Yatra finished, there's no program, no lecture, nothing. Or if they have a program afterwards, stage program, there's no lecture. In Manchester, in England, I gave a lecture after the Rath Yatra. I got tossed off because they had to have some Bharatanatyam dancing and then someone wearing jeans singing Hare Krishna, playing a guitar, unfortunately. I was speaking and people were listening. I was speaking straightforward Bhagavad Gita philosophy and people right off the street were listening, but there were more important things to do, it seems. But at least there was a lecture.
Yeah. Recently there was a campaign in for Secunderabad temple for saving against the demolition?
Recently there was a campaign for saving the Secunderabad temple against demolition. I don't think it's in the, we're not talking past tense here, we're talking about this, what's that, continuous present or something. It's going on still. Yeah.
So the devotee has invited one Mayavadi, Hari Purnananda Swami.
They invited a big Mayavadi.
And his disciple, he announced Hamare, this, our Hari Purnananda Maharaj is the incarnation of Krishna.
And the disciple announced that he's an incarnation of Krishna.
So
should we invite such people? Well, in cases like that, we could invite people who have a lot of influence, whoever they are, if they're willing to be favorable with us, but not if they're going to talk such nonsense. How to balance the two things? Srila Prabhupada, while saying that we're not Hindus, whenever there was any threat against the movement in the West, he would always enlist the Hindu support. So it's how to, according to the Bengali saying, go fishing without getting wet. Maj dharile pani chuibena. When you don't. So it's not very nice, but anyway, Srila Prabhupada quoted it, so I will too. It's always sensitive when you come into, or dangerous to come in association with these people. Sometimes in a severe situation, we may do so also. It's a question, that, how far do we go? We're against cow slaughter, and we might lend support in some ways to a campaign run by Mayavadis to stop cow slaughter. We appreciate that. But then how much do we get involved with them? How far do we go? We have to see. I feel we shouldn't be identified with Hindutva, which is one of the main principles of this unspoken principles of Hindutva, although they deny it, is anti-Muslim. So if we're identified as anti-Muslim, how are we ever going to bring Krishna consciousness to the Muslim population? You may think, well, we're not even bothered about that, they're not showing any interest, but we should be bothered. We should think how to bring Krishna consciousness, or at least to coexist peacefully. The cow slaughter, it'll be very difficult to stop just by making laws. If the Muslims agree to not kill cows, then it's possible, Muslims and Christians. Otherwise, it's going to be very difficult to stop cow slaughter in this country. It's not that everyone's going to stop being a Muslim or a Christian. So in their religion, they think it's okay or good to eat cows, meat. So that's what I think we should think of. Anyway, it opens up another whole big discussion, which I won't pursue any further. Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.